Alrighty, hey gang, welcome back. Episode 13 of Zero Carb Journal, and it is going to be probably a pretty quick one, but I'm excited to be here and to share with you guys. As always, thank you so much, you guys, for watching and participating in this experiment with me, and all your lovely comments and support. It's just, as always, so fantastic to hear from all you guys and know that I'm making a difference, and thank you. I really appreciate it. So, let's see. It's Saturday morning. I think it's the 10th, baby, of March. And it's early, so I'm kind of getting warmed up here. It's just 6 o'clock. I've been getting prepped here for the last half an hour or so, setting up my stuff. And it is going to be a beautiful day outside. I mean, it is finally, the weather's changing. It's 31 out there right now, so it's still freezing cold. But we're probably going to be 50-something today, and clear blue skies and sun. It's all stars and blue out there, and I am so excited. I've been getting after it all week outside with my chainsaw and all over the farm, and it feels like spring, and I have got spring fever. I've got a million projects that I want to get to, so I think today I'm probably going to go burn a huge pile of sticks and run my excavator and do some dirt work and pull down some trees and split some firewood and I don't know what else, but I'm excited and looking forward to it. So I thought I'd get this done early and get on outside. So it is early. It's dark out there. It's 6 in the morning, and I'm hoping that the light doesn't blow out my face here as I talk to you guys, but I was also hoping to show you guys some of the beautiful sunrise right here over my shoulder. I don't think it's going to work. I think you're going to not be able to see it, but one of these days I'll try and do a sunrise one that you actually get to see it with me. It's pretty special from up here, and I'm so blessed to get to experience it every morning. I wake up so thankful every day. So let's see. So I'm supposed to be traveling on a surf trip this weekend, and that was postponed. So the weather, my friend wanted to take me to California, and the weather apparently is no good there. And we're going to have this great weekend, so he wanted to postpone. He got some new motorcycles, and I was just fine with that because I have a million things I'd like to do outside. I did actually go surfing just down at the end of my street. I think I might have done that last week, actually, prior to the last episode, and I forgot to mention it, but sometime in the last 10 days or so, I did go surfing, and it was great to get in the water, you guys. It felt so good. It was a cold, clear day, but it was nice. So it's turned into spring. I'm feeling active, and why don't I wrap up my week for you and give you my weekly journal, and then we'll see if we get into much else today. So, yeah, this week has been a great week for me, you guys. I have been really high output. My energy's been great all week. Let's see, what did I eat? I pretty much stayed the course. I ate beef, eggs, and fish all week. I have been eating a lot of eggs, you guys. My chickens are laying again. Isn't that awesome? That's so exciting. That makes me feel springy, for sure. So I've been eating quite a few eggs, 3 a day or so. And feeling great about that. They've been making me feel pretty good. Haven't had any negative impact from that at all. And nothing I can say super positive. I don't feel anything different, but I do feel good. My intake has been, roughly maybe 3 pounds of beef a day plus 3 eggs or so. So pretty high. I stopped weighing myself, you guys. How about that? I got off the scale this whole week, and I think I'll just stay that course. You know, my goal, as I've said many times, is to gain some weight, and I think that I do watch that scale and sort of second guess myself and make decisions based on what it says. So I'm gonna let it ride for a month or so here, and I'll just judge by how I fit in my pants, and I'll probably let myself get a little bit bigger right now, because I do want to grow some muscle, and I've been limiting myself for years, and I'm finally a year into zero carb. I'm over the hump. I'm not scared. I'm going to blow up like a balloon, and I know how to get rid of any excess weight that I don't like, so I have been ditching the scale and eating as much as I can and looking to get bigger. So we'll see how that goes in the next few months. But that's been kind of exciting. And let's see, in terms of the food and what I've been sustaining myself with, I've been mostly eating the ground beef as usual. I did buy a flank steak and a T-bone and a couple other random steaks, and they're pretty good. I still always do like my hamburgers better, but I got some great cross rib roast on sale and had them grinded up. I've told you guys this before, but boy, if you haven't started doing it, go to your local grocer and start getting some of this sale cuts, custom ground and packed, and it's really very, very, very rewarding and affordable and big time saver to come home with freezer packed meat rather than the styrofoam trays. It takes up a lot less room, pack them right in the freezer. So yeah, I'm just kind of scattered this morning, you guys. I'm kind of going here and there. I don't have a whole lot to share about zero carb stuff. Oh, I do have a few things though, and I'll get on point here. Like I said, I just woke up a little while ago. Oh, it's getting so pretty out there. There's a crescent moon over here, and I can see the mountain and some pink sky back there. You guys probably can't see that yet, but it's going to be a heck of a day. So this week, yeah, like that's what I ate. And in terms of my activities, I was outdoors a lot and really busy. But I've been doing some other stuff too, and it's been pretty exciting, and I'll share it with you. I have been working. I did spend a couple days out at the boat shops this week, and I'll be back to a different shop next week wiring a whole other boat. So that's been exciting. But something else has been keeping me busy, and it's been keeping me really off of my social media and all those things. So some of you guys may have noticed I've been absent, but you know, when I've been getting on the computer these days, I've been creating. And that's really exciting for me because I had put that away for a while in a lot of ways. And so I have been really active with my audio recorder, playing my guitar, making music, making sound effects, making sounds. And that's really nice to get back to. That's something that was a huge part of my life, something I made a living doing for a long time. And then I dropped for a few years while I was sick there, and it feels really good to get back to it. So my guitars are hanging close to hand here, and I'm picking them up a lot. And on top of that, I've been learning new software. Part of that is recording, and part of that has been the video stuff, and I've been really getting into motion graphics. So I made a funny little intro, which you guys probably just saw, and I don't know if I'll keep it. It was really just practice to learn how to do some of this stuff, but I'm really enjoying it, and it's taken up a lot of my time, to be honest. Nothing important, but it's taken up time that I might otherwise have been online socializing, and that's been nice for me to have something to distract me and be creative. I've actually been spending hours at night and staying up later than I have been in the past because it's been keeping me engaged. So I'm really enjoying that, and I'm looking forward to doing more. I've got some friends who make videos that I'm going to make some titling for, and so it's been fun to challenge myself and learn some new skills, and it's very, very rewarding. So had a great week, spent a lot of time doing that. I've also been, you know, as I've told you guys before about my stoves and my plans, I've been drawing up some new plans and communicating with a lot of people on those. I'm starting, you know, it's only been 6 months or so since I've been offering those, and I'm starting to see people who have completed their stoves and hearing their feedback, and it's been so rewarding, you guys. It's been so fantastic to hear what a difference I'm having in people's lives in that way, too, letting them stay warm and cook and heat for their families and provide clean air, you know, keep the air clean. It's just really very satisfying to know that these things I've been working on for years are starting to get out there, and people are starting to say, oh, wow, this is really something special. So I've been getting some great interaction on that front as well, and just a lot of positives, you guys. I've been feeling really good about a lot of stuff moving forward for sure. I had another great thing happen this week. I had a wonderful conversation with one of my oldest, closest friends who I hadn't spoken with much over the past few years, and he's made an effort to call me a few times. He's much better at that than I am. I'm not a very good friend, but I'm always so thankful when my true friends reach out to me, because I know that, you know, we're always here for each other no matter how long it's been. So had a great conversation, and it just felt really good to reconnect. And so that's been really nice, have some people coming back into my life that have been gone for a while, and me being open and ready to accept, you know, them and have some time for people and not be so introverted and in my you know, world of sick and healing and all that. I'm starting to open up a little bit again, and feels great, you guys. I can't even tell you how nice of a change that is. So, and that brings me to something else that happened that's very, very exciting and very rewarding. And I mentioned this person a while ago, one of my customers, one of my boat shop people, the person I'm going to work with all next week. Back in my episode when I talked about leading by example, I talked about this friend who had some candida, and we had talked, and he had said maybe he was going to try it. Well, I heard last week from him, we talked to schedule, or this past week, to schedule some work for next week, and he briefly let me know just in an email that he was 7 days into ZC. So I did it. I finally influenced somebody in my life, a personal, you know, someone close to me who I feel like it could make a difference in their life. Influence them to give it a try. So I'm so excited about that. Now, I haven't had much interaction with him. He just kind of emailed me, I'm 7 days in and going so pretty far, pretty good so far. So I'm excited to get in there next week and hang out with him and see how his experience has been. But that made me feel great, you guys, just that I could maybe be making a change in a friend's life for the better. Give them some of the, you know, let them experience some of what I've experienced. I've sure got my fingers crossed that it's going to work for him. So anyways, that's super, super exciting. And I am so pleased about that. So let's see, you know, I've been getting some great comments from all you guys. Some of you guys, you know, asking for direction or help or opinions. And, you know, I'd just like to, go back over a little bit of my experience here, you know, talking about, again, one of the reasons I'm sharing is to share what I've learned, and that I do things a little bit differently than you might read on Zero Carb, and that it's okay, and that there's a variety of stuff to do. So some of the comments I've been getting from you guys, a lot of people, you know, which I understand, I was there too when I started. I had so many questions, and I was thinking about all the aspects of it and really trying to, you know, make sense of all of it in the context of having, you know, all the nutritional stuff I've been told all my life and this new information. And so, you know, a lot of the questions I get are questions that I had myself and that are real common, you know, like people want to know the answers to salt. How much, you know, do I need it? Do I not need it? Do I need a lot? Do I need a little? You know, electrolytes, magnesium, potassium, fat, you know, how much you have to eat a lot or it's not going to work. You're not eating enough. Variety, you know, and all the micronutrients and macronutrients, and do I need liver, and a variety of different foods, and all of those things. And it keeps coming up with some contention in different factions, I would say, of Zero Carb. And I'd just like to restate my point for all you guys who come and wonder, have those questions in your own mind. And, you know, I'd just like to stress that none of the people who have been doing this that I can observe, none of them that have been doing this for a long time, worry about those things. It's not to say you're wrong for worrying about them when you're in the early stages. You're going to have a progression where you learn what works for you, and those things are going to change. You know, you might start needing a lot of salt, and then maybe you'll back down and not want any at all, like I've experienced in my journey. But that isn't my point. My point is to say that there isn't any you should this or you should that. I think the only should is keep an open mind, keep experimenting, and pay attention to how you feel. Don't worry about what someone says your macros should be. Don't worry about whether you're getting 70% of your energy from fat or 50%. I mean, just don't worry about it. Salt, you know, don't worry about whether you're getting too much or not enough. Worry about how you feel. And if you don't feel right, then look into those things and maybe adjust them and see how you feel and adjust one thing at a time. But what I really am trying to stress here is that there's a lot of us ZCers making videos trying to share our or sharing our experiences. And for many people, you know, the way that comes across a lot of times is you really should have this for maximum, you know, optimal nutrition, or you really shouldn't do this. And I really want to just avoid any of those statements because I feel like they can put something in your brain, a goal that you're trying to hit that may not be appropriate, a target for fat that might not work for your body, a motivation to eat variety that you don't care for or can't afford. And I just want to bring it back to observation, paying attention to how you feel. And, you know, I'm into variety. I think optimal nutrition is a wonderful goal, but how do you judge those things? From what I can see, most people judge those things based on numbers that they read, not about how they feel. Now, that's fine. I don't think you'll hurt yourself doing that, but you might lead yourself to doing some things that aren't optimal based on some assumptions. So, you know, again, I just want to stress, there's no right or wrong. Those shoulds or anything, they aren't wrong. But there's no hard and fast rules, and the only one who can tell you what's working for you is you. So another common question I get is people wanting to know, oh, can these I'm eating these little bit of greens, that's not going to hurt, right? Or I'm keeping my, this one thing, coconut oil that I really like, or whatever it might be. And all I can tell you is it might not be having a negative effect, but you really won't know until you get away from it and come back to it. So, and I know how hard that is in the early days. There's your supplements, you know, the pill you've been taking every morning for years, the little bit of greens that you've been taking for that one micronutrient you know you need that you've been taking for years. These are things that are hard to shake, and I'd just like to reiterate that you really don't know how you know, they affect you until you get rid of them. So if you have the motivation and the willpower and you really want to give it a try, you know, get yourself down to meat and water for 30 days and then come back to those things you want to add in, because otherwise you'll just never know. So those are common themes. I've talked about them a lot, but I thought I'd bring it up because they do keep coming up. So let's see. It's 6:15. It's getting bright out there. It's going to be one heck of a beautiful day. And I am raring to go. I don't have a whole lot to say. I was really focused on my trip this week, and it got postponed at the last minute. I've been working on my graphics, which hopefully you'll get a kick out of the intro here. And I'll do more of that. And I've been thinking about themes for some new little vignettes, small videos I want to make for you guys. So I've had some stuff like that on my mind. I haven't had a lot of dialogue here on my mind. I'm kind of in a transition phase, I think, as I've gotten through this past year. You know, one thing that's really interesting to me, going back to my absence on social media this past few weeks and stuff like that, is that, you know, in my first few months, I was so hungry for support and companionship, and, you know, I felt so alone doing this. And I'm really getting into that zero carb zen mode now, where it's just become a way of life, very easy for me. I don't feel so isolated or so strange anymore. I feel much more confident in my choice about this. And so I'm finding myself reaching out less for my own needs in terms of support. So I'm a little bit less active online. And, you know, we'll see how that manifests moving forward, whether I don't think I'm going to, I mean, I know I all my carnivore friends out there, you guys are so important to me for my support. And it's probably spring fever a little bit and wanting to be outside and not have my head in the computer, but we'll see how things go. It's sort of exciting to be progressing here and moving away from being so fragile, as it were, and needy, and becoming strong and confident in myself again with this new lifestyle and dramatic change. I mean, it is a big deal to have sort of shed all of that old nutritional information and self image, and you know, there's so much that goes with who we are and what we eat and how we eat and how we take care of ourselves and our health. And so, you know, you really have to reinvent yourself. I know I did, and it's been a long journey. And so along the way, I needed a lot of, you know, support and examples and interaction and feedback. And I'm getting past that fragile stage, that infant stage. So, well, I'm excited for the next stage, and we'll see what comes next. I know I'm going to keep sharing with you guys through this venue, and hopefully continue to grow my concept here and offer some more interesting content and helpful content as we move forward. But I'm going to continue to journal, and anyways, I just wanted to comment on that, how I'm noticing in myself that change and that inner strength kind of coming back. It feels great. So, okay, so I think it's been 15 or 20 minutes, and that's probably enough for today. I will come back at you guys next week. Of course, my next journal, I might try and do a little video this week. If I don't have too much work, I will probably be pretty busy, though, so we'll see if I get to it. But, you know, Dean Riley, you had a great comment about a workout video. I think I'd like to do one of those. It won't be a journal video, but I'd like to do a homestead workout, you know, to show you folks what's worked for me more specifically and give you maybe a structure and a format to follow along with. So let me know if that's interesting to you. And anything else that I can talk about and share with you guys. So we're getting into the nice weather here, so I will be taking you outside at some point here shortly, probably after I get done digging and burning and when things start turning from green or from brown back to green. So, okay, well, I'm going to get my day going here, and as you can see, the light's kind of dawning behind me there, over my shoulder. It's going to be a funny video. You're probably not going to be able to see me very well. That's okay. So, thanks you guys, as always, for watching, following along, for your comments and support. And Ginny, I hope you're almost down to all the way zero carbs. And Mel, hang in there. I hope you are doing better this week. I know you said you were struggling and needed some support, so I'm here for you, Melanie. And all the rest of you, my lovely commenters, thank you guys so much for your comments and input. It's great to hear from all you guys. And Jim, dang, dude, I'm so envious of your trip to whatever it's called, low carb Breck. You know, I spent a lifetime out there in the Rockies on those slopes, thousands of days a year. And one of these days I'd love to get back out there for my own needs. And I'd love to get out there and meet all my low carb heroes. But it was great to hear your experience, Jim. And I'm talking to those of you who don't know, if you haven't checked out Jim Caldwell, he's got a great channel called Beating Obesity here on YouTube. And he's got an awesome story. His journey is incredibly inspiring. He had different challenges than mine, but he has inspired me in a lot of ways, and I think he could do the same for you. So check out Beating Obesity, Jim's great story. And Jim, thanks for sharing your keto, low-carb fest experience. Looking forward to seeing more of your time there. And yeah. I guess I'll just say goodbye now, you guys. Thanks so much for everything, and have a wonderful week. And if I am not surfing in San Diego next week, then I'll come back and give you next week's journal, and let me know what I can share with you. Okay, you guys, have a great day. Thanks a lot for watching. See you next time.